Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham. This message is by Colin Squires.
Now, Jesus' parables, he told many parables, or another word for parable is just story, just a posh word for story, about the kingdom and about how valuable, how precious it is. We have the parables or the stories of the pearl of great price, or the merchant who found a pearl, or the hidden treasure in a field, and someone sells everything that they have to buy this thing, to have this thing. Because the kingdom, Jesus is saying, is so precious. If you, as an individual, if you discover this, if you hear this good news, if you find this thing, it is worth giving up everything else to take hold of it. So good, so precious, so life-changing it is. And we've heard those testimonies yesterday at our baptisms. We heard of one person saying, well, I'd booked in for this thing, I'd given money for it, but when I realized this wasn't God's kingdom and he had something better for me, I left it behind, I didn't go, I don't get the money back, but I don't care because it's worthless compared to all that I found in God, which is amazing. But then some other parables of Jesus talked about what the kingdom does in a person once they have it. And we're going to start with Matthew 13, verses 31 to 32. And it says this: the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. Is what's really interesting about this particular parable is that it's echoing elements of the Old Testament, of these prophetic pictures in the Old Testament that were pointing to Jesus, particularly Daniel 4:12 and Ezekiel 17:23 and chapter 31, verse 6, where these great trees that are being spoken about symbolize kingdoms or empires, and the birds represent the nations or the peoples of the world that will come to find shelter. Ezekiel 17:23 says, on the mountain height of Israel will I plant it. Goes on to say, so that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar, and under it will dwell every kind of bird in the shade of its branches. Birds of every sort will nest. And I don't know if you remember when we talked about the kingdom, we're kind of going full circle here. We start off by saying the kingdom of God, God establishing his kingdom, is part of the meta-narrative of the Bible. This is what the whole of Scripture is really talking about, is God's intention to reveal and establish his kingdom for all mankind. It started in creation with Adam and Eve and his intention for Eden, and it ends with Revelation and the holy city coming down, his kingdom established on the new earth. And it's throughout the Old Testament and the New, this resounding cry of the kingdom of God is at hand. And what's really interesting here is that there's this prophetic picture too of the tree that Jesus is talking about being a picture of the cross. The cross that Jesus would die on, and the birds coming to nest in it, those peoples, those kingdoms, those nations from across the earth nesting its branches, finding salvation in Jesus. The cross was the point where God's kingdom truly was established, both here on earth now and the final promise that it will continue to come. And what we need to get hold of today, what we need to absolutely just grasp and cling to, is this understanding that now that kingdom is proclaimed, established, and carried by you and me.
Amen.
By the followers of Jesus. Julian, I love that shirt. You've got a big cross on your chest. Like, that's a picture of this today, that we, the Bible says that we carry the death of Christ in our bodies. And there's elements of talking about suffering in there and all those kind of things. But we carry the victory of Jesus, the finished work of the cross. We bear our cross. Yes, those things of sacrifice and what we're laying down. But we're also bearing the good news of the cross, that anyone can join us in this journey that Jesus has opened the way for us to make. And we carry, we establish, we proclaim now. And so we can't spend this whole year up to this point talking about the Holy Spirit and the kingdom and being empowered and being and all the kingdom does and how great it is if we don't then go and do something with it. If we did, we'd have entirely missed the point. Jesus' first time he ever preached, remember, was those words, repent. the kingdom of God is at hand. And now that's our job too. Matthew 24, 14 says, the message of the kingdom will be preached over all the world, a witness staked out in every country. And any of you thinking, oh, yeah, amen, brilliant. Well, the person sat next to me, they're going to do a great job of that. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, we are, therefore, everyone say, we. And then that means me too. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Just as he did through Jesus, he now makes it through us. Matthew 13, 47 to 50. The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. There are so many people that God wants to reach and save through our lives. The people around us, the neighborhoods he's placed us in, the job roles, the schools or colleges, the families even, the friendship networks we have, that he is using us to reach. And one of the vehicles we're going to be using to help us do that, to help communicate this wonderful good news of the kingdom, is Alpha. In September, on September 15th, we are launching our next Alpha course. And again, we're going to hear a little bit about it this morning. But even hearing the testimonies of a couple of people getting baptized yesterday, who earlier this year did Alpha, found the truth of Jesus, is changing their lives. We heard about what God was doing in them yesterday, and it started with Alpha. Alpha is a wonderful tool. But if you don't know anything about Alpha, if you don't know how great it is, and just hearing me talk about it, you might go, well, I don't know. What if my friend comes, and what if it's awful? What if it's really cringy? What if it really puts them off? I want to try and do everything I can to give you confidence in this wonderful course, this wonderful tool. And so what we're going to do this morning is have like a mini Alpha taster. We're going to watch the first episode of Alpha, and we're going to have a bit of discussion. Now, usually at Alpha, before we watch a video, you would come and we'd eat and we'd have a meal and we'd chat together and we'd get to know each other a bit. Just like Paul said, he got acquainted with people in Acts 28, we read a couple of weeks ago. We'd have that time together. So, Connect Team, bring in the pizzas! Yay. No, I'm joking. That's not happening this morning. We haven't got time for a meal this morning, but we are going to watch this first episode of Alpha. And then afterwards, I'll give you a little bit of a preamble. We'll have a bit of discussion time because I want you to know, I want you to have confidence that you could watch this. And I want you to be thinking, who do I know who would go, yeah, I'd find this really interesting. I need to hear this. This would be really good. Every time I watch this, I think of my dad. I've got to find a way. He lives on the other side of the country. I've got to find a way to get along to an Alpha. He would find this fascinating. He needs to see this. So Jesus, I pray that as we watch this, it would be a blessing to us, that you would speak to us through it, that Jesus, just be reminded of who you are and what you do, would be such a blessing and equipping. But Jesus, also, you would bring to our remembrance those others that you want us to invite and share this good news with, in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Alpha. Does that give you a bit of a taste for the quality, just the wonderful way they communicate Jesus? And maybe thought of, yeah, I know someone who would really benefit from this. I hope it does. But one of the key parts of Alpha is time for discussion. Now, usually we'd have like an hour to get to know people. People share stories, what's brought you to Alpha, and just feel comfortable with each other. We don't have time for all of that today, and we've only got to have about 10 minutes. But I would like to leave you to have a bit of time discussion. So feel free to move your chairs around, get into huddles of fours and fives, just with the people around you. As we open up this first question from this first session of Alpha, which is this: if it turned out that God did exist after all, and you could ask one question, what would it be? Did you find that interesting? Was it easy? No. Was it easy to open up the discussion with others and start chatting and finding out? And do you think it would have opened up from that first question? So many places to go. What about when I've lost a loved one? Or what happened here? Or what do you think of me, God? All these kind of questions open up so much room for discussion. And what I need you to know is that at Alpha, nothing is off the table. There is no topic that is taboo. There is nothing that anyone is not allowed to talk about or not allowed to say. The only thing we say is please be respectful of everybody. But at Alpha, in the discussion, we're not there to really to preach at people, to tell you even, to tell guests what we think. We're here because we want to listen to them. We want to hear What do you think? What's your take on this? We want to show people that we love you. We're interested in you, how you tick, what your life has been like, what's brought you to the conclusions that you have about life and life's big questions. And although it's a bit of a cliched adage, we want to earn the right to earn people's trust to, if they ask us, to share what we think and what we believe, because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And we want people to know you're not here at Alpha because we want to be able to say, I don't want to say on a Sunday morning, guys, we had 100 people at Alpha. Isn't that amazing? Aren't we doing great? We want to have people at Alpha because we say, we're interested in you. We want to have 100 people at Alpha because we're interested in those 100 people and we love them. And we want to have opportunity to share with them, if they want it, something so wonderful that might even change their life. And we heard yesterday, again, testimonies. Michaela shared, I hope you don't mind me saying Michaela, that she got saved through doing Alpha. She got baptized yesterday. She'd had other people throughout her life trying to share faith with her, but it felt a little bit forceful, a little uncomfortable. But at Alpha, she felt welcome, at ease. She felt happy to share. She was hungry. She had her questions answered. She wanted to know more. Thank you for sharing this yesterday. And she discovered Jesus along the way. And so we want to really encourage you to invite people to Alpha, to even bring them if you can. Then you get to have the pizza too, so you don't miss out. But to help us do that, to remind us to do that, and most importantly, to pray for those people, we've got these cards. So if you're giving these out, could these make their way around the room now so everyone's got one of these? This just says, good news worth sharing. And on the back, it's got a reminder to pray, to invite, and to bring. And there's a space to just write three names. And I would encourage you to take a moment to just pray, God, if you haven't already, who is it that you want me to invite or to bring, and therefore to be praying for? To, over this next month, see if you can spend as much time, as much opportunity as possible, hang out with them, invite them over, spend time together, and invite them to Alpha. Because this is good news, and it is worth sharing. Amen. And it might even mean that at our next baptisms, there are more people standing up saying how God has changed their life and he's used Alpha. We've also got coming up, out on the info point, we also have a selection of these different Alpha invites. So these ones that you're getting now, these are for you. These ones on the info point, these are to give to others. There's a whole selection. They all say the same thing on the back, but on the front, there are different pictures, different ways of communicating. Now, we hope that you will come and prayerfully consider, what would my friend respond to best? Which of these would my friend look at and go, oh, that makes sense to me? And you grab that one for them. Make it personal. Put it in their hands. Don't post it through their door. Give it to them. And hopefully you can bring them. And you can sign up to Alpha through kingdomfaith.com/alpha. We've also got coming up at the movies, and you can get one of these little cool ticket stub kind of style flyers, again, to invite people to from next week. Today we've been talking about the parables of Jesus. From next week we're using modern day parables at the movies. So should we just pray together right now before we have highlights and we close? Jesus, thank you for your kingdom. Thank you for the good news. Thank you for Alpha and the wonderful tool it is, the wonderful course. Jesus, we don't want to just know it's there and never use it. Lord, we want to make the most of every opportunity. Speak to us about who you want us to invite. Speak to us about those who are ready, those who are searching, those we can help and support and love well. And Jesus, we pray that many people will get to hear the wonderful good news of who you are in this season, in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.